Today's share is Le'ilu Nishmas Elisheva Bas Menachem HaKohen. Hey Tammuz, Thursday the 3rd of July, Rabbi Yosef Lewis, B'derech She'odom Reitzelelech.
You find an unbelievable thing that goes right through the Torah and Chazal. We'll go through a couple of them and need a bit of a hezbah. We all know the Chazal. The Medrash says that there's two psukim. One pasuk says, "Vayokam Moshe es haMishkan," the Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan. And then there's another pasuk that says, "Hukam haMishkan," the Mishkan was put up. So the Medrash explains that Klal Yisrael tried to build up the Mishkan. They didn't manage, they couldn't do it. Moshe Rabbeinu tried to do it, he couldn't build the Mishkan. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo told them, "You put under your hand, you try yours, and I'll help you." So that's Hukam HaMishkan, as the Rebbeinu Shlomo Ramais is the one that built up the Mishkan. On the other hand, it says, "Vayokom Moshe HaMishkan." Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan. It was other Yom, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan. But did he actually do it? No, it was a Nes. It was a Nes that the Rebbeinu Shlomo did, and the Mishkan was put up on its own. So why was it necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to pretend as if he's doing it? He's putting under his hand. "You put your hand, you try yours, and I'll make the Nes." So if there was a Nes, and the Mishkan was put up on its own, why was it necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to pretend as if he's doing it? He's trying, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo is helping him. Just do the Nes all the way, and the Mishkan should be put up on its own.
He didn't pretend, he attempted.
They tried that before, but even when the Nes actually happened, the Rebbeinu Shlomo told them, "You keep trying, you put under your hand, and then I'll make the Nes." Why was that necessary? And then I'll go through another few examples, all with the same idea. Vaitu, you find Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. He was Ne'enash with the Meriva, he couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. He davened hundreds of tefillahs, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo didn't accept it. The Rebbeinu Shlomo didn't want him to go into Eretz Yisrael. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo told him, "You can go up onto the mountain, and you'll see Eretz Yisrael." So I heard the following question. If there's nowhere to be found a mountain outside of Eretz Yisrael, that you can go up onto the mountain, and you'll see the whole of Eretz Yisrael. That would be the biggest tourist attraction. If you can go up onto this mountain and see the whole Eretz Yisrael, there's no such thing of a mountain that you just go up onto the mountain, and you can see the whole Eretz Yisrael from up there. Elomai, I haven't seen it before, but it must have been there was some type of Nes. Moshe Rabbeinu Shlomo told him, "Go up onto the mountain, and you'll see Eretz Yisrael from there." It was some type of Nes that Rabbeinu Shlomo made from there. Moshe Rabbeinu managed to see the whole of Eretz Yisrael. So right to the same question. If Rabbeinu Shlomo made a Nes that he's going to see the whole Eretz Yisrael from up there, why was it necessary to go up onto the mountain and see it from there? He can do it from the bottom of the mountain. The Nes can happen as it is. What was it necessary to go up? It was anyway a Nes that Rabbeinu Shlomo made, you could see Eretz Yisrael.
What? Where did you get the hole for?
Oh, yes. No?
Yeah,
you said all of Eretz Yisrael. He did all of Eretz Yisrael. So it must have been a Nes. What was it necessary? So, Yaakov Avinu went to sleep, and it says that he's very lokach me'avne amokim, ve'ikach me'avne amokim, he took a few stones, he put it around his head to protect himself from the animals. So Vaita Lechoyre must have been a great Nes that happened over there. Imagine you're stuck in a desert or on an empty place and there's wild animals there. Would you just take a few stones, put it around your head, and go to sleep relaxed? El of my Vaita, it was a Nes. It was a Nes that Rebbeinu Shlomo made. Yaakov Avinu was protected. So what was Vaita necessary to take those stones and put around his head? It was a Nes. It was a Nes that Rebbeinu Shlomo made. But then Yaakov Avinu, he went, he took the stones, put it around his head. It's a joke. What for? The Rebbeinu Shlomo is making a Nes, so the Nes can happen even without that. Just a few more. Okay.
Oh.
Right. So we see the Gemara in Yuma says that Mesakne loy koyen achetachtov. The Kohen Gadol had to be toy all through Yom Kippur, so they used to prepare another Kohen Gadol just in case he becomes Tomei. And Chazal say that the Kohen Gadol Chazal say before that on Erev Yom Kippur, he wasn't allowed to eat certain things that could bring him to Tumah. And mitzad sheni, we know the Mishnah in Ovah says there were 10 nisim in the base of Mikdash, and one of them was a nest that the Kohen Gadol never became Tomei Netzis in on Yom Kippur. So weiter, if it was a nest that the Kohen Gadol never became Tomei, why was it necessary all those hachonas of not becoming Tomei? And many, many more. We'll just mention two, three more. Weiter, the nest could have happened and he jumped in. Yeah. You find many, many olds with Chazal. Weiter with the Lechem Aponim, just mention two more. The Lechem Aponim. Chazal say it was an unbelievable nest. Kisiduroi, kach silukoi. Just as hot and as fresh as it was when they put it onto the Shulchan. And when the Oile Regel came, 7 days later, they took the Lechem Aponim, they showed it to Klal Yisrael, the steam was coming up, just as if it was freshly baked. And we all know the Gemara and Yuma says, there was a family based Gormu, they were the Mumchim in making the Lechem Aponim, and Chazal, the Chachom Masalik them, because they didn't want to teach it to anyone else, and they brought professionals from Mitzrayim. It was a whole umnas, and invited the way they put it on the Shulchan, there were pipes going through for the air, and they put it on marble, it wasn't from silver, state in the Gemara. So they did different efforts and different things to keep the Lechem Aponim fresh. I mean, Tzatsheni, it's obvious that it was a simple nest, that a steam was coming out of it 7 days later. That was Matma Mishanes. And the last one, I saw Ramban in Parshas Noach. Says, we know that Noach built the Teva was 300 Amos by 50 Amos. Says Ramban that it was impossible to get all the Chayas and Behemoths and all their food into the Teva. There was no room for it. And Amai says it was a nest. It was a nest that it managed to get everything in there. So Frekt Ramban asks the Kasha, why was it necessary for Noach to go and build a Teva that big? Build a tiny small Teva. It was anyway a nest. But Rabbi Shlomo makes the nest. He could do the nest whatever the case is. Why was it necessary for him to build that Teva that took him hundreds of years? Why is the Tachlis in all this? So in this week's Pasha, in Chof Beis Lamed Hei, the whole story with Bilam, Balak wanted him to go and curse Klal Yisrael. And then it says that after the donkey stopped him three times and was holding him back, didn't want him to go, but then the Malach says, Vayoyimeh Malach Hashem al Bilam, the Malach told him, Leichim ha'anoshim, you can go with them, but whatever I tell you to say, that's what you're going to have to say. So the Shaila is obvious. Here we go, the Malach is trying to stop him to go three times. And then he starts talking and he tells him, Leich, you can go. He was just trying to stop him and hold him back from doing it. And then the Malach goes and tells him, Leich, you could go. So Rashi says, the Gemara in Makkos Daf Yud, the derech she'adam roitzeh leilech, molich inoisoi. What a person wants to do, that is what we're going to help him to do. It's not helping him, it depends. So the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Dalet says, it depends what a person wants to do. If a person wants to do good, habolitaya, Messiah noisoi. So Rashi over there says, if you want to do something good, you have a rotzen to do something good, then the Bein Shalom will actually go and help you. Open the doors for you. We'll help you. Yisayehu. But habolitamei, if someone wants to do chas cholil, something bad, then over there it says just poischenloi. It doesn't say Messiah that we actually go and help him and push him for it, but poischenloi, the doors are open, you can go and do it. The Bilam, we see that he was so desperate. That was his gossip. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to go and be Makalel. We held him back. We gave him the opportunities to pull back. But at the end, we saw how much he wanted to do it. But then showed him, right, so this is what he wants to do. Malich al Malchazim, you can still go and do it. So I just want to discuss three nekudos about his gossip. The schus of gossip, and the tachlis, what is the tachlis of it, and then exactly what is gossip. So Mashon and Makis over there, that feud says, Amoy Degezach, B'derech Shalom Roitze Leilech, and the way a person wants to go, Moy Lichin Oysoi, they Amoy Lichin, they guide him. They take him that way. So he asked, why does it say Moy Lichin Lashon Rabin? They lead him that way. Why does it say Moy Lichin? Should it be Moy Lich? The Bani Shalom is Moy Lichin that way. A person wants to go in a certain way, Moy Lich, the Bani Shalom helps him that way. Why does it say Moy Lichin Lashon Rabin? They, who was they? Said the Mashon Amoy Degezach. Moshe says, when a person has a machshava, that he wants to do something good, or chas chalila, the opposite, There's a malach that's created, and that those malachim, from those machshavas that he has, they are the ones that lead the person and push the person to finish off what he wanted to do. With the machshava of a person, it's a big chiddush, with the machshava of a person that he wants to do something good, from that machshava of their rotzen, those malachim are molichin. Molichin is Lashon Rabbah, they're going on the malachim that are created when he has the machshava of doing something good. Weiter we see the famous Ramban by the Mishkan. Ramban asks in the Midbar, how is the Chayach, all the Chachomim, where did they learn all the Chachma of how to build the Mishkan, all the Umnas, all the Kalim, all the Begadim, unbelievable Umnas they went on there, who taught them how to do it? So the famous Ramban, and the Ramban says that anyone that came and the soy liboy, and he said, I want to do it. He came to Moshe and said, I have the gotzen, I want to do it. Somehow, they got the chokhma, and they managed to do it. So the Mufashim explained, Peter's mashal. When those chachom that came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, we want to do it. We want to build a mishkan. Even without the chokhma, there were malachim there. The malachim were there, were guiding them and helping them how to do it. So why, there's an unbelievable chos. The rotzen that a person has, he wants to do something, can bring him up to that madrega that the malachim are helping him and guiding him to do things they never knew how to do. We find the Nesiim, we all know this Chazal, the Nesiim, brought the Avonim for the Choshen and the Eifed in the Mishkan. So the Kasha is, we all know the Chazal say that there was nowhere to be found in the Midbar, and the clouds brought them in into the Midbar. So if it was brought in by the clouds, why does it say Vanasiim Aviyu? The Nesiim brought it. They didn't do much effort, they didn't do anything. The clouds brought them in, they picked it up and brought it to Moshe. So why was it Nechshav that the Nesiim brought it? So I saw Pshat, we all know that the Nesiim is written without a Yud. It's considered a bit of a taina on the Nesiim, and Mitzadechad you can look at it as a Maila. The Nesiim said, everyone should bring whatever's needed, and whatever's left over, whatever you still need at the end, we'll bring. They looked at it mitzvah echad as a good thing. Whatever will be missing, we'll finish off, we'll bring. But mitzvah echad was a tain on them. But mitzvah sheini, they knew that there's these precious stones that we need for the choshen and the ephod, there's nowhere to be found in the Mishkan. How could they undertake and say that whatever will be missing, we'll bring? There's things that are impossible to bring. There's nowhere to be found in the Midbar. How can you undertake whatever will be missing, we'll bring? Because these are vonim, these stones, they are nowhere to be found in the Mishkan. And still, these Nesiim went, and they said, in the Midbar. These Nesiim went, and they said, whatever will be missing, even the hardest thing that's impossible to get hold of, we'll manage to get it. We're going to bring it. It's our chayas. We're going to do it. And for that, the Pasuk says, when Nesiim Aviyu, it was brought out the day the Anonim, Ones. But Lamaisa, because they had regotzen, and they showed that they wanted to do it, that was the schus that they had at other yom. It's considered as the Nesiim brought the Avonim. So right, we see the unbelievable schus that we have on the day of Yotzen. If someone wants to do something good, the Siyata Deshmaya will come. One of the boys I learned with asked me, why would Klal Yisrael Nenash pumped by the mice of the Meraglim that they can't go into Eretz Yisrael? They were unbelievable. There were other chatoim in the Midbar, the eagle, and other chatoim that were done in the Midbar. And pumped by the Meraglim, just over there, Klal Yisrael, Nenash, anyone was there, they had to stay 40 years in the Midbar, and they couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Why was the Oynash pumped by the Chet Meraglim? So what I told him is, I haven't seen it, but I confirmed it with a big Talmud Chochem. It's posh the machshava that I had. When a person, who does a person like to give something? You want to give a matana to someone. Or you have a chiddush, you have a good piece of news, you have a chiddush in Torah. Who do you like to say it over to? You like to say it over to someone that appreciates it. He's going to enjoy it, he's going to take it. You're going to say it to someone who's going to walk off. You don't want to tell it over to them. You want to say it to someone that's going to appreciate it and wants to hear it. You want to give a matana to someone that's going to appreciate what you're giving him. So it could be that what by the Meraglim, why they couldn't go into Yisrael, wasn't Dafke Begeda Oynish. The Oynish Leum didn't want to give it to Klal Yisrael, someone doesn't appreciate it. If you don't appreciate Yisrael, why should I give it to you? lot of girls began to English. There were other chatoyim in the midbar. But Rebbein Shloim wants to give Eretz Yisrael to a Klal Yisrael, to someone that is going to appreciate Eretz Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael show they don't appreciate it, they don't want it, what for? Why should I give it to you? With the rotzen that a person has, someone shows that he wants to do something, that shows that he appreciates something. He's putting in the effort. He wants something. He wants to finish another mesechta. He wants to do more chesed. That means he appreciates the tachlis of it. He appreciates what he wants to do. So Omeila, the Tziyata Lishmaya will come to someone that shows that he's machshiv and he appreciates something. The Benshalim will give that Tziyata Lishmaya. The Malach will help someone that shows that this is what he wants. Chaim Shulevitz asks a kasha. He asks, all the Balei Musa speak about it, what is the tachlis of tefillah? The Rebbeinu Shloim knows exactly what a person needs, what he needs, what is necessary for a person. So the Rebbeinu Shloim should give it to him. What is the tachlis of going and davening? I need this, I need that, you daven for other people. The Rebbeinu Shloim knows exactly what everyone needs. What is the tachlis of tefillah? So there's a famous word from Chaim Shulevitz. He speaks about the story with Elisha when he made the nests with the shemen. This lady had nothing in her house. He asked, what do you have? He said, I have a little bit of shemen. He said, go and borrow all the kalim from all your neighbors. And then he made this nest that the shemen started pouring and flowing into all the kalim. So he asks, if there was such a tremendous nest that he made, that the shemen was flowing and pouring into all the kalim, why couldn't he extend the nest that there should be Nisra B'Kelim? Yeah, when all the Kelim were full, the Shemen stopped. So extend the Nes, and make a Nes, there should be more Kelim into the room, and continue pouring. So Reb Chaim Shulevitz explains it. He says that the Ribbono Shel Olam is ready to give Hashpoah and Siyata Deshmaya to anyone. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give good. But the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to prepare the Kelim. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to prepare the Kelim to show that you are ready to take it and accept it. I mean, the Ribbono Shel Olam was giving the nest, the Shemen was flowing, but the Kelim, that's what you have to prepare. And this is how he explains Tefillah. He says that Tefillah is showing that you have opening up, and this is what you want. You want to reach higher Madreges. Those are the Kelim that open up. Of course, the Ribbono Shel Olam can give. He knows exactly what everyone wants. And the Ribbono Shel Olam can give it, but you have to show that you are putting out the Kelim. You want to take it and you want to accept it. I think this is what Ratzon is. Ratzon, if you show that you want something, that is showing that you have the Kelim, you're opening up, and you want to accept, you want to take more, you want to reach the higher Madreges. This is what you want, that shows the Kelim, that those open up the Kelim for the person to take the Ashpoas. And with this we can explain what we started a bit. We started off with all those questions of what was the tachlis of Moshe Rabbeinu going up to the mountain, and Moshe Rabbeinu with the lechem upon him, what was the necessary to do all those achonas, and the kohen gadol erev Yom Kippur, and Noach building the teva. The pshat is, of other, the Ribbono Shel Olam could do any nes. The Ribbono Shel Olam can do a nes from nothing. The Ribbono Shel Olam can do all the nes. But the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to see that you prepare those kelim. You're opening up. It's more than just you doing yours. If by you doing yours, you're showing that you have the kelim, you have the clay kibble, and you want to take the nest. If you do yours, with that you show how much you want it, then the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to finish off the nest. Moshe Rabbeinu going up to the mountain is showing how much he wants it. He's showing that that is the clay kibble. That is the keli that he's opening up, that he wants to reach those madreges. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam can come and give you the hashvoah. But now, what is Ratzon exactly? The first time I saw it, I just saw it and it flew out of my mind. But then I think there's something in it. I saw two Chassidish Rebbes were sitting and mentioning this Chazal, but they have Shalom Yitzeleilech Moilichinoi. So the way a person wants to go, Moilichinoi say. So one Rebbe asked the other, well, we all want. Everyone wants. No one wants to reach the high Madreges, no one wants to know Shas, no one wants to do Mochesed. Everyone wants. So the other one said, if we would have wanted, we would have managed. It must be as mevinished. We don't really want. What's the pshat in it? So we have to know what is exactly Ratzon. So right, to go back to this week's parsha, the Maaseh with Bilam, if you look in the Chumash, it's unbelievable. The parsha starts off, Balak sent Shluchim to Bilam, they should come and curse Klal Yisrael. So the first time, the Rebbeinu Shlom told him, don't go, he sent the Shluchim back to Balak. Balak sent the Sorim Nechbodim, even higher Sorim, and again he told them, stay with me for a night, and then it says, the Rebbeinu Shlom came to him in the night and said, if they came to take you to curse Klal Yisrael, kum lech itom, go with them. And Rashi doesn't say anything on this. Then goes on the Maaseh that Bilam went, and the donkey stopped him 3 times, and it started talking to him, back and forth, and then the Malach tells him, Bilam said, Im Rabbi Nechosh, if you don't want me to do it, Tashubali, I'll go back home. The Malach says, Lechim Anoshim, you can go. And there Rashi comes and says, B'derech Shalom Great Samalichim Naisai. Why did Rashi wait until the second time, after the whole Naisai with the donkey 3 times, over there Rashi says, B'derech Shalom Great Samalichim Naisai. Why doesn't Rashi say it the second time he sent the Sarim, Rashi and the Banshan told him in his dream, you can go with them. Why doesn't Rashi say right there, B'derech Shalom Great Zedelech Malik Ma'asai? This is a kasha I saw. And the first chat I saw is, Rashi is coming to answer another question. I'm going to give kasha, like I just said, that the Malach was talking to Bilam, and the Malach, Bilam says, Im Rabbi Nechof, you don't want me to do it, Toshuvuli, I'll go home. So what should you expect? The Malach should tell him, yeah, go home. And then the Malach goes, no, you can go. Bilam's ready to go home. And then we go, the Malach says, no, you can go. This didn't happen the first time. Bilam didn't say, yeah, I'll go home. Over now, Bilam said, I'll go home. And the Malach says, no, it doesn't tell him, go home. The Malach tells him, go. On that, Rashi's coming to answer. Rashi says, B'derech Shodom Roitze. What did Bilam really want? Rashi says, Ashuv Ali, Rashi says, Tzorich brings the Tanchuma, Tzorich ani loshuv. I will have to go home. There's a difference between what you feel that you have to do and what you want to do. The Rotzen, what Bilam really wanted to do, he wanted to go and be Mekalel Klal Yisrael. He said, if I have no choice, I'll have to go home. If you mamish don't let me go, Tzorich ani loshuv, I'll have to go home. But the Rotzen, what Bilam really wanted, he really wanted to go and be Mekalel Klal Yisrael. That is what Rashi is coming to answer. This didn't happen the first time, this whole Vashuvali, and he told him to go. But now the Bilam said Vashuvali, why is the Malach saying, you can still go? That's what Rashi is coming to answer. Because Vashuvali wasn't what he really wanted. This is what he felt I have to do, I have no choice. You're forcing me to go home, I'll go home. But then the Malach says, Leich, you could still go, because what do you really want? You really want to go and be Mekalel Klal Yisrael. On that Rashi says, B'derech Shalom Roitze, what a person really wants, that's what we're going to push him forward for. So even though he said Vashuva, the Malach's not going to tell him, go back home, because that's not what you really wanted. That's what you feel you have to, you have no choice. But what you really wanted was to go and be Mekalel Klal Yisrael. So therefore the Malach went along, and B'derech Shalom Roitze, what he really wanted, that's what we're going to push him forward for. But then I thought of another Nakuda, and this is what I want to get to. What is really Rotzen? Like we started off, everyone wants. But the measure of how much a person really wants is when it gets a bit hard for a person. It's a bit hard for you, do you still push forward? Do you still keep on trying? That is where we're going to see how much your Rotzen is. And I think this is why Rashi only brings it later after the whole Meister with the Osen, with the donkey. Right at the beginning, when Bilam said, I want to go, and the Malach told him, you can go, we didn't see how much determined Bilam was to go and be Mekalel Klal Yisrael. But after this whole story with the donkey trying to stop him 3 times, and Bilam still goes on, and he still wants to go and be Mekalel Klal Yisrael, and we see on later what happens. He was going from this mountain to that mountain, I'll see some of it. We see how much his Ratzon was. That is B'derech Shalom Roitze. Only then we saw what his real Ratzon was. And we have to take it to the other way. This was in Derech Ra, but in Midah Toiva, this is what we have to learn. What is Ratzon? Ratzon wasn't just sitting back and saying, this is what I want to do. Of course we all say that we want to do. But to really see what a person's Ratzon is, we see how much he fights for it, and how much he still wants to do it. And Avada, the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants to give Siyata Dishmaya. And the Malach is ready there to help you. But we have to see how much you are putting on your koiches in pushing forward, and then the siyata d'shmaya will come. I'll just finish up with a maisa I saw. There's a Ger Chosid in Bnei Brak that wanted to be with a Rebbe for the first day slichas. So him and a friend decided we're not going to wait for buses, we're going to take our own van, and we'll drive down 5 o'clock in the morning to Yerushalayim, be with the Rebbe for slichas, first day slichas. So they get up early in the morning and start driving down, and halfway down the motorway they see a broken down bus with a bunch of Ger Chassidim waiting there, all waiting. The bus broke down and they're stuck on the highway, and they can't get slichas with the Rebbe. He stops off on the way, he has a 7-seater, a few of them can jump in, as many as he can get. He stops off on the way, and they all start arguing who's going to get in, who's staying behind. It starts a balagan. So the driver says, I'm closing my eyes, whoever gets in, I'm not deciding who should go, who should not go. I'm closing my eyes, whoever manages to get in should get in, and I'm driving. He closes his eyes, and they all start piling in, one after the other, and somehow they all manage to jump in, and they close the door, and off he goes. And they start saying, Tehillim, he says, I'll give money to Kupa Tahir, and we're driving, and I hope I don't get stopped on the way. And they drive, and just a few minutes before they get into Yerushalayim, the blue light's behind them, and they get pulled off to the side, and the police says, what's going on here? He pulls out the driver, pulls them all out of the car, lines them all up, starts counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 15 chevre out of the van. 15 chevre out of a 7-seater. He said, what's going on? He took the guy's license away, gave him a big fine, and he had a court case he had to go to. They get to the court, and so the judge hears what the police has to say. I pulled up the guy on the side of the street, and I got 15 chevre out of a 7-seater. So he asked the guy, what do you have to say? He says, La'adam, I don't know what you're talking about. It's never happened. And the police says, what do you mean? Like, 4 of you were there, you pulled that 15 chevre off your van. And they start arguing. So the chassid says, you know what? Go take my van, take a 7-seater, call 15 guys down from the office, and see if you can squash them into the van. And the judge says, let's try it. They call down 15 chevre working in the building, and they take the van, and they start pushing in 7, 8, 9, 10. And they tried to close the door. They managed to get 10 in. So the judge says, it must be the police is lying. 15 chevre, how can you get 15 chevre into this van? It's impossible. And the judge dropped the case. That was it. On the way out, the police goes up to this Ger Chosid and tells him, forget the courts, but tell me what happened. We were there, and we pulled out 15 chevre of the van. And now we couldn't manage just about 10. So he tells him, these 15 chevre that we pulled down from the offices, where did they want to be? Did they want to be squashed in the van? They wanted to be out of the van, back in their office chairs. They didn't want to be in the van. These Ger Chassidim, they wanted to be in the Shulayim. They wanted to be with the Rebbe. So they managed to get 15 chevre into the van. It all depends where you want to be and what you really want. If you really want something, you'll manage to do it. So we should all be Zoyche Takeh. Have the Rots in the Kibbal, and we'll have the Siyat HaDishmai.